Fellas, John here in week two of the experience, and we are pressing in now, beginning to peel the layers back in the search for that deep, powerful heart that God has put in you and in each one of us. And what's in the way, one of the major things that's in the way that we first encounter as we start dealing with those layers of the onion, is the poser, the fig leaf, the guy that we're presenting to the world. And I just want to say, honesty is your friend, guys. Honesty is your friend. As you begin to kind of open this up this week, you've watched the session, done some reflection, God will begin to show you now. You're going to begin to see it in your work and at home and in your relationships. You're going to see the poser. And I want to give you a little bit of counsel on what it looks like to let that go. Set that fig leaf down. And the first thing is no shame, no self-hatred. We've really got to do this in a spirit of kindness, just being honest, in a spirit of kindness, that God knows, God's not surprised. He's already taken care of this. The love of Jesus Christ covers all of this. So we can get naked without shame because we are already covered. We are covered in Christ. We really are. And none of this is a surprise to Him. So I want to think about together as kind of you're going into the rest of your week now. I'm going to try and quote from memory this great line by Frederick Buechner in one of his autobiographical works. He's talking about his own childhood and his parents and how the false self gets formed. And he says this, starting with the rather too pretty young woman and the charming but rather unstable young man who together know nothing more about parenting than they do the far side of the moon, the world sets in to making us what the world would like us to be. And since we have to survive after all, we adapt and try and become what the world wants us to be, since apparently it didn't really love the person that we truly are. And the idea that Buechner is putting out there is to look at the ways, what were you rewarded for in your childhood? And what were you shamed for? Because that's going to shed a lot of light on why you are operating the way you are now. Our fig leaf is formed over time, and it's formed in order to get reward, and it's formed as men in particular in order to avoid exposure. Exposure that we do not have what it takes. And so if we just give some thought to, wow, what was I shamed for or rejected for or just not, you know, given any attention for growing up? And then what was rewarded? Where did I learn? These are the parts of me to lead with, and these are the parts of me to hide. And so we get a clearer idea on the poser, on the false self, then where this really gets lived out now is in the day-to-day. You're just going to have these opportunities going into the week and into the weeks ahead. You'll be in a meeting. You'll be on a phone call. You'll be having coffee, you know, just all your normal daily stuff. And you'll see the poser show up and you go, oh my gosh, there he is. I'm trying to control right now, or I'm trying to hide. And this is where the repentance is done. It's just done right there, down in the dailies and the simple choices to, I'm not going to control this meeting right now, or I'm not going to hide during this, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's down in the dailies that this begins to get dismantled for us. And here's the good news, guys. So you're going to get to session 3 and 4 and 5, and you're going to come to realize with enormous joy, the poser is not the deepest thing. It's not the truest thing about you. No more than the fig leaf was the truest thing about Adam. It was just kind of silly, really. He is still the Son of God. He is still filled with the Imago Dei, the image of God. The poser's not the truest thing about you either. And with that hopefulness, we can be honest and begin to name it and begin to turn from it.